RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. All right, I mentioned that's one of the more unhinged segments of the week, because it was. Let's keep the momentum going. Danny Avila is the mayor of Richmond. He is on Reddit right now doing an AMA. That's an Ask Me Anything. You can ask the mayor a question right now. He is answering that question. I pulled it up as a curious citizen, as a person who writes about civic issues. Here's the question from user What's Life. All right.
Yes.
All right. Very existential. As the mayor of our city and a health professional, can you definitively confirm whether or not you can get chlamydia from the James River? Is that a rumor? Or is that a thing people are worried about?
I wasn't aware that we were supposed... Are we supposed to be worried?
It's not something I've worried about before.
What's life? I have questions for you.
I have been in the James River. I can't say it was in my top 10 fears at that moment was contracting chlamydia from the river. I don't know if you can get chlamydia from a river.
Well, thank God someone asked Danny Avila.
Danny Avila, at Danny for Mayor RVA, depends on what you're doing in the river.
Ah! Get out of the river.
The mayor's on our wavelength this morning is what I'm learning from that. Sports happened last night, too. We should talk about them. Chicago Cubs, walk-off winners. We mentioned the Nats earlier. 7-0 over the Orioles to kick off the Battle of the Beltways up there in D.C. Poorly timed Battle of the Beltways because they will play tonight at the same time as Capitals playoff hockey. Could have planned that a little better. And then they'll play Thursday night during the NFL draft, which is baseball. They play every night. They just keep doing it. You gotta play during the draft. But that's a marquee series. And Dylan Cruz smashed a home run in that game, 7-0. But I mentioned the Cubs, who played the Dodgers, marquee series there, and Cubs walk off the winners at Wrigley.
And the pitch to Ian Happ, swinging a base hit into right. Brilhunt around third, heading home. Here comes the throw to the plate. Cubs win the ball game. Ian Happ, a game-winning single.
How about that? Any win against the Dodgers is a good one. They're a good baseball team. Dodgers 16-8, Cubs nipping at their heels, 15-10 so far this season. And the Yankees lose yesterday in Cleveland, so pretty much the perfect day of Major League Baseball. Of course, lots going on across both NBA and NHL. Battle of Canada going on between Toronto and Ottawa, and this one went to overtime last night.
He's in over the line, dropping for Max. Max into the slot, shooting! Yes! Max Domi scores for Toronto in overtime! The Leafs win it 3-2!
The sheer amount of excitement around a playoff NHL overtime goal, you can't beat that. Because there's the suspect. You don't know when this game's going to end. It could end now. It could end in an hour. Nobody knows. You also know this is like one of the most important things possible because this is going to swing the series either way. Toronto goes up 2-0, fans there lose their mind. That's also, there's a lot baked in there. Toronto can't lose to Ottawa. That's like, they're like, this is like the Yankees like playing the devil rays. Like, they can't lose. They've got the reputation. They're the team. And this other like little brother team is pestering them. They can't lose. There's a lot riding on those overtimes. Toronto up 2-0. Tons of Canadian influence in this year's NHL playoffs. Of course, Montreal will be in D.C. tonight. That one's 1-0 Capitals. We saw the Minnesota Wild even up the series with the Golden Knights last night in Vegas. Panthers and the Lightning started their series. Panthers won 6-2 in the Battle of Florida down there. And Carolina, unfortunately, went up 2-0. You know, we're rooting for a long series there because the Capitals get the winner. Hopefully New Jersey, Josh Harris can get things moving the other way. Give the boys a pep talk after he finishes up in the draft room. Canadians Capitals lone game at 7 o'clock tonight. That'll be the ESPN national game. Of course, also on Monumental here in the local area. You can watch it there. Jerry Jones. We talk about him a lot. He owns the Cowboys. He makes news. Not sure which way they'll go in the draft. They've got a decently complete roster. They're just overpaying guys who are underproducing, and that's not looking to change because Father Time remains undefeated. When you give a bunch of aging players big guaranteed deals, you have to deal with their decline in production. But Jerry wanted to take on a different topic yesterday, and that is the Dallas Mavericks, who are making Jerry look like a pretty savvy GM this year with their moves. Here's Jerry on Luka Doncic.
Well, I'm a fan of the Mavericks, big fan of the Mavericks, and consequently a big fan of Luka. I know Luka was a personal friend and watched a lot of games with us, and would hope that he would be able to watch some more games with us as we go along, know his family pretty well. Now, Gene was All-State, scored 17 straight free throws in the state championship game. And Gene lives and dies with that basketball. And just cried when Luka left.
No! Jerry Jones' wife cried when Luka left. She wasn't the only one. All of Dallas was sad about that. That's they're making Jerry look like he knows what he's doing. Professional team operator around there. I love that. Like, if you're a star in Dallas, do you just automatically get to hang out with Jerry Jones? Do you have to get the invite? How does that work? Because there's a ton of star power in Dallas. Luka's a personal friend of mine. We hung out. That's got to do something for you.
I feel like once you reach a certain level of stardom, maybe Jerry just shows up at your house.
In Dallas, probably.
Yeah.
He's probably got a box at the Mavericks Arena, right?
He has to.
Probably doesn't even pay for it. Probably just, when they built it, they probably just put a Jerry box in there. The Jerry box at Jerry World has a bedroom in it in case Jerry wants to spend the night. Yeah.
What?
Yep. Yeah.
Huh.
Just, you know, in case he ever wants to sleep at his stadium.
Yeah, the drive home is just too much.
Just call it a night right there. Hang out in the stadium.
I love that when he was building it, he was like, you know what we need right here. Just in case I don't want to go home.
You know how it's really annoying to drive home after a football game? What if
everybody else did that and I stayed?
Perfect. That's a plan.
No notes.
Dan Snyder very famously would stay for hours after the games in his box, and after losses would just rant about whatever happened.
Oh.
There were Monday night football games where we'd leave 2 a.m. He'd still be in the lights were still on, him and his crew in the box. No signs of slowing down. I don't believe he had a bedroom in there. So he had to go home at some point. Jerry solved that problem. Jerry just retires to the bedroom when he's done. They've
Easy.
Also, random Cowboys Stadium facts, they have one of the world's largest collections of modern art. All over the stadium, every level, like especially on the suites though, like in the hallways, they have like actual famous artists on display.
Wow.
They have sculptures and paintings and the works.
Okay,
that's apparently Jerry's wife.
Ah.
Who is an art collector, and instead of exhibiting in a museum. It's in the suite level at Jerry World. If you go, like, when the Cowboys are not playing, you can take an art tour at Jerry World. Somebody takes you around and explains the art to you.
Wow.
Like you're at a fancy museum.
Have you done it?
I've never done the art tour, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm always there on game days.
Yeah. Can I sleep in the bedroom and get an art tour in the morning?
Right. I'm never casually in Dallas. But if I ever were, like, I'd consider doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen most of the art, obviously. I just haven't been on the tour.
Right.
Where somebody tells you how important it is.
Because you haven't had anyone explain it to you.
You need that sometimes with modern art.
With modern art.
You walk by modern art sometimes, you're like, I got that at TJ Maxx for $7. You need the person standing there to be like, this piece is worth $47 million. Mm-hmm. And here's the backstory. And here's why. Because you don't know these things at first glance. Mitchell Rales, co-owner of the Commanders, one of the minority shareholders, his wife, also in the art business, they have, I'm gonna mess up the name, so I'm going to look it up. They have an art museum out near Bethesda that I think it's Glenstone. Glenstone. I was right. How about that? It's like they bought a big field in Maryland and they made it into an art museum. Here's the hook at Glenstone. There are no labels on the art. I've been there.
Okay.
In each room, there's a person.
Oh.
And they're very upfront. Like, if you have any questions, the person is there to talk about the art with you. So there's no labels. There's no nothing. Just art in the room and the person. And you're expected to engage with the person.
Wow.
And talk about the art with them.
That's crazy.
That's a twist on the art. I don't know. If you're rich and you're in the art museum business.
I have questions about this, though.
I got questions about all this.
Do they get to rotate rooms? Do you have to talk about the same art? No.
Well, you'd have to be knowledgeable about
You have to be so knowledgeable. The
room. So you couldn't do all the rooms. Oh. But you also wouldn't want to just do one room.
That would drive me crazy.
Obviously. I don't know what the sweet spot number of rooms is. Because if somebody's like, I do all the rooms, like one a day. Like, do you know enough?
Right.
Right?
It's interesting. There's not a personal tour guide who's answering your questions. It's in each room.
It's each, so a different person in each room. Different person in each room. Wow. That knows about the art in that room. Yeah, I would assume they've got multiple. They got range, right? They can do multiple rooms. I don't know if they can do all the rooms. I've never been at that level. You know, I can't even conceptualize what it would be like to know.
Still working through the modern art at Jerry World.
I'm still working through modern art at Jerry World. I'm still working through modern art, period.
so true.
Banksy, Koons, right?
Yeah.
He made a rubber balloon out of metal, $7 billion.
Boom.
We think that's fair. The one that Banksy did where he shredded the painting, though, that's an all-timer. I get that.
That's fantastic.
I get that as art. I understood that. That was simple enough.
Simple, satisfying.
Boom. I understood that. NFL draft coming up tomorrow night. You'll hear it here on The Fan after Squirrels Baseball. We'll talk about the Commanders. Talk about the draft overall. Dive into where Shedeur Sanders might go. What the top picks look like. We'll do that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Stubbs here and Hazeless here. I'm reliving the glory days of there used to be movies that they just showed on cable TV all the time. It was a very specific genre of movie, and I think most people associate it with Christmas Story, which they would run nonstop around Christmas, around the holidays. But like we only had Stub, we only had like 40 channels. You have to understand how hard it was to be me as a kid. But of those 40 channels, like 20 of them were devoted to just rerunning movies. But they didn't believe in variety. Those 20 channels reran like a cumulative 23 movies.
You know, they still do that.
Well, we have cable TV in here.
Yeah, and I go to the channels that just rerun movies all the time.
But there's a billion channels. That's an exaggeration. But are there legit 1,000 channels on here?
I think so. But like it's like half or HD and SD are the same thing.
And there's the music channels, which is weird.
That you only put on at Christmas.
But like, wait,
like family events.
Are people doing this, turning on their TV to watch the music channel? I don't know.
Oh, we used to, like, Christmas, you put it on.
Oh, a little background noise. Yeah, sure, like that makes total sense. But I, like, right now, I would guess you have your choice of like upwards of 50 movies playing.
It's like six.
Right now?
Well, if you're not going to, because most of them you got to spend money for.
Oh, they're premium channels.
Exactly. Like Stars.
Man.
It's always Stars.
The thing about it was, I don't know if cable got greedy or what happened, because cable TV used to be less than $100 a month. Mm-hmm. And we all had everything we wanted. But now cable TV is like $250 a month. And you got to buy HBO, and you got to buy. Yeah. But if you're like,
you got to get YouTube TV or Fubo.
I got YouTube TV.
However much those cost.
But I don't get everything I want.
No.
But also, like, if you cut the cord, you're going to end up paying that much anyway. Because you go Paramount and, you know, Peacock. And so he's like, well, at least Netflix is cheap. It's not anymore.
Nothing's cheap anymore.
No, Netflix is like $19 a month now.
To go back to the previous point, I would bet $10 that there is a superhero movie for free on cable right now.
Yo,
there always is.
No question.
They're always playing one.
48 Hours triggered this. The movie, not the TV show. Because that was a cable TV classic for a while. Also, the really bad Super Mario Brothers movie from the 80s.
They played that one over and over?
They did. Oh, I thought you were going to dispute that it was bad.
Oh, no, never.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's
okay.
Terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Not the new animated one. Which
is like, all right.
It's fine. Yeah, that one was more served its purpose. But the one from the 80s is really genuinely bad. Yeah. Yeah. The Christmas Story is the classic TV cable movie.
Lately, I feel like they keep playing the Jim Carrey Grinch. I see that more than I see Christmas Story.
I never liked it. You don't like Jim Carrey Grinch?
No.
There's so many Grinches. There's an Illumination Grinch.
With Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
No?
No.
There's the original animated one.
I'll give it a pass.
Well, it's like 17 minutes long.
Yeah. In and out.
That's why I always love to, like, Christmas time, they show like the original Frosty and the original like Charlie Brown. Like, these aren't half hour shows. Like, they're padding it out big time. Kind of like we do on this radio show when we don't have two full hours of content. So we're padding it out with other talk. I wanted to do story time, though, about Paul Heyman. Do you know who Paul Heyman is? I was vaguely aware of Paul Heyman. I'm working at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and this is pre, like, I mean, they probably still don't have caller ID over there, but there's no caller ID. This is back when, like, people called to conduct business, which is not, that's like a personal offense now. You call somebody, it's like, who's dying? This was back when people just called other people and talked to them as like a way of conducting business. Phone rings, pick it up. This is Michael. This is Paul Heyman. Do you know who I am? And I said, it rings a bell. Help me out. Your name's ringing a bell. He lists off like 9 pro wrestlers in a row who he represents. He's the guy on WWE who comes out, like, gives the speech introducing the guys.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
He does weird things. He's got a lot of Twitter gifs.
He's great. Yeah.
He's a very emotive man.
He is maybe one of the stars of Twitter GIF.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Like the smelling the money one.
Wow,
this is a very famous guy.
This is a very famous guy. You're that guy. Of course. Why are you calling me? And I'm thinking, like, WWE's coming to Richmond and, you know, whatever. And he goes, Michael, I'm telling you that I am taking on the greatest promotional challenge of my life. And he, like, rolls into this whole thing. He goes, I am promoting the spring race at Richmond International Raceway. And I want you and everybody at your newspaper to come experience heart-stopping, throat-pumping NASCAR action with me down at Richmond International Raceway.
We should get him on the radio.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously.
Now that's a professional.
It's like,
I'm sold.
We talk about the same NASCAR?
If he called me, I would never go to a NASCAR game. If he called me,
right?
I would go.
Ooh.
Like that?
Whatever he was telling me to go to, we were going to. That was a given.
You're going to say no to that man?
Yeah, I say no to that man. What can I do for you? I want you to spread the word that I am the new spokesman for Richmond Raceway, and I'm going to be coming and pumping up the spring race at Richmond Raceway. Like, I mean, That's as good as a phone call gets right there. Like, we're pumping up the race at Richmond International Raceway. Let's go. And I was like, how'd you end up doing NASCAR stuff? And the answer to that was basically like, they're paying me. But for one glorious race, NASCAR had some edge to it down at Richmond Raceway. He was on ESPN. This clip has been making the rounds the other day. This is him on Pat McAfee's show, running his mouth about ESPN. Here's the Paul Heyman clip. That's just my way of introducing that he cold called me once.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
CM Punk does as much good to my reputation as Shannon Sharp does to ESPN.
Oh, no, jeez. Oh, boy. All right, see, we don't need that. A lot going on.
I'm not the one getting sued.
Oh, okay, all right. Oh, we move along. We get it.
Wise man.
You know what I'm saying?
You got Pat McAfee trying to shut down a segment. That's how you know you got the gift of gab right there. Oh, we can't talk about that. You're Pat McAfee. Your whole show is like, let's talk about the things we can't talk about. Oh, we can't talk about that, though. Like, I'll touch anything. Not that. You can't bring that up around here. when you're losing Pat McAfee, that's when you know.
That's a bad sign.
It was WrestleMania over the weekend. That's why it's like... The whole thing is this giant economic machine, WrestleMania, 100,000 people there, but it exists in pay-per-view. It's a little bit like boxing back in the day, like boxing, this huge world that like made billions of dollars. Like you look at any list of like the highest paid athletes, so many of them are boxers because it was $50 to watch a boxing match. It never broke through, like it was never mainstream because it was $50 to watch a boxing match. But the people who watched it kept opening their wallets. It was a good, pretty good thing while they had it going. I don't think they're still moving boxing pay-per-views like that. George weighs in, by the way. Hating on the live-action Mario movie with the great Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo is not something I expected to hear. Dennis Hopper as King Koopa, absolutely terrible by you at Michael P. and RVA.
This is the only shooter for that movie, perhaps in America. I'm not trying to hate on you, man. This is like famously one of the worst films ever created.
I did not think I was giving a hot take there.
I'm really happy that he enjoys it.
I
you're fighting the world on this one.
Sure. We talk about this all the time with hockey. Boomer Esiason was doing his hockey minute today. Like, what? How are you going to say hockey's dying? More people are watching hockey. Hockey people live with like this chip on their shoulder. Like, why does the world not appreciate our sport? And I could tell you my thought on this, which is, I like hockey. I really don't care if anybody else does. Or like, sure, it's cool, like when you're leading sports center and like the center of attention, but like, I'll watch tonight and I'll enjoy the hockey. I don't need a billion people to watch it to validate that I like. Like, if you like watching the Mario Brothers movie, do you, man? Like, watch the movie, enjoy the movie.
My counter of that mindset, in the way I understand it, is if more people watch it, then there will be more money and it'll keep going.
It's certainly from a TV perspective, you do need.
Yeah, I want everyone to watch the thing I like,
and then
so
there was
get more of it.
I loved Arrested Development, which obviously was
perfect show.
A niche.
For 3 seasons.
It was a perfect show because not enough people watched it. It disappeared after 3 seasons. And then you...
Well, it came back.
But... It didn't come back roaring.
Some of the things that happened in its 5th season are truly incredible. Involving Liza Minnelli.
I'll say this. Like, you spend a decade being like, what if they had made more Arrested Developments? Like, I'd probably be quoting them all over the place. And then they do, and you're like, oh, maybe 3 was the right number. 3 was a good number of Arrested Development seasons. It was almost like they had been, like, the producers and the showrunners all that had been shopping, like, the 4th season of Arrested Development to everybody for years. Like, Arrested Development, cult hit, we got to do another season. And then Netflix calls us, like, we'll take it. And they're like, what? Huh? Oh, yeah. You have one. You have a 4th season, right? Yeah, yeah. We totally have one. Totally have one ready. Yes. Tomorrow. Yeah, we'll be there with the script tomorrow because it's totally real and exists.
The problem is everyone got so famous. They couldn't get 2 cast members in the same room for an entire season.
The way they worked around that was... I mean,
poorly.
Everybody got too famous is both a good problem to have, but also very, very real.
Yeah.
Steve Carell got so famous on The Office that
he's left.
It would be a little bit like if they had kept Seinfeld going without Seinfeld, which they discussed
but
doing.
Everyone was too busy. Like, it wasn't like the star rose out. Like, Jason Bateman, Michael Cera.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody became famous. The first 3 seasons, though, that's one of the more quotable shows of all time.
100%.
It's just one banana. How much could it
cost? $10?
So I'm the world's first analyst therapist. I'm an analrapist. It was so good. TV's an exception. But as long as there's enough people, like if literally everybody stopped enjoying hockey, except me, it would not be on TV anymore for my enjoyment.
So that's the point.
We need a minimum viable number of people.
Exactly.
But I don't want more people than that, you know, because they just get like NBA. If you're an NBA, I know a lot of NBA fans, and they're like, I think there's a niche NBA community that like goes hard on the NBA and talks about it really knowledgeably. But every time I turn on ESPN, they're talking about LeBron or MJ. Like, that's it. That's the only gear they've got. Like, hockey. If all we ever talked about was like Ovi or Sid, I'd get tired of that so fast. But that's the mainstream thing. Like, that's why I could never be a Cowboys fan. Like, it's relentless. It's everywhere all the time. We'll get to Jerry Jones in a bit because he weighed in on the Dallas Mavericks because he hadn't been on our show in a while. Jerry Jones, so yeah, I haven't been on MP in a while. I got to make some news. We got to get out there. We've got Flying Squirrels baseball tonight on the Fan. Flying Squirrels, we had a little Flying Squirrels, little action yesterday. Not a win. They don't win a lot. They're 4-12. But Bryce Eldridge, he is the number one prospect for the San Francisco Giants. First at-bat of the season went yard. Home run for Bryce Eldridge. So the Squirrels are rolling. They are out in Akron this week. They will try again tonight. They come home next week. Diamond Through the Decades night is next Thursday night at the Diamonds. So... those will be fun. That first one was great. They gave out the little tiny diamonds, which That was a hit. I haven't looked on eBay, but people were clamoring for those.
Yeah.
There's value. Hey, Blaine did Adam dirty. Wouldn't save him one, was what I caught. Like, there weren't even personal favors allowed at Diamond Through the Decade Night last time.
They're in high demand.
Bobblehead next Thursday. I know people line up for bobbleheads. You get lines down the streets for bobbleheads. People love the... Remember Shohei Ohtani bobblehead night last year? People were, like, camping out overnight to get a Shohei Ohtani bobblehead.
We gotta draw the line.
We have to draw the line somewhere. As a society, we have to draw the line somewhere. I thought we had drawn the line at the Mario Brothers live-action movie. Come to find out, we have not drawn the line at the Mario Brothers live-action movie. There's people hanging out on the other side of the line. And they listen to this show. Incredible. We're back for hour number two after this little NFL draft preview talk. We'll count you down to that. We'll take you around the MLB, NBA, and NHL after a busy night in the world of sports. As promised, we'll check in with Jerry Jones. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, your home of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, and your opportunity to win Richmond Flying Squirrels tickets is just a few minutes away. Get your dialing fingers ready. Get ready to call in when we give you the call to win here momentarily. Before we do that, though, it is time. Let's not leave you in suspense any longer for a Richmond Flying Squirrels update. Richmond, PA. Hey, hey, have fun, go nuts, hey. Yeah, that's you know what that sound means. 4-12. Not too good. Not too good. I've covered some NFL teams who went 4-12. Those were long seasons. The Squirrels, a quick 4-12. They accomplished it in just 3 weeks. Still optimism. We heard Trey was with us yesterday, and Trey said they're not winning, but they're playing really well. And so you got to hang your hat on something. They're 4-12 now after a loss yesterday to Akron. 5-1 loss to the Rubber Ducks. Lean, mean, 2-hour, 17-minute game. They came up. They went down. They move on. They're 4-12. The Richmond Flying Squirrels. Not the juggernaut we'd hoped they'd be. Doesn't diminish our enthusiasm, though. But here's what happened last night. Bryce Eldridge is the number one prospect for the New York Giants. He was taken in the first round of the Major League Baseball draft 2 years ago. Played last year at single A. Was scheduled to start this year at double A with us, with the Squirrels. Got injured, and so he has not played. He made his season debut last night. First at-bat of the season, Bryce Eldridge, what you got?
Mace, glove up to his face, winds up and throws. Eldridge swings and hits it in the air, deep right. Lampy's backing. Lampy is at the fence, and that is gone! In his first at-bat of 2025, Bryce Eldridge goes deep, picks up right where he left off last year, and this game is tied 1-1.
That's Bryce Eldridge solo home run in his first at-bat of the season. I'm excited to see him at the Diamond next week. You might be excited to see him at the Diamond next week as well. And if you would like to attend the game on May 1st, that is next Thursday night against Somerset, here's what I need you to do to win a four-pack of tickets. Call me right now, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. It is throwback night. We're throwing it back to the 2010s at the Diamond next Thursday on Diamonds Through the Decades Night. The Flying Squirrels take the field wearing throwback sleeveless jerseys from year one of franchise history. First 2,000 fans of all ages will go home with Flying Squirrels legend and San Francisco Giants World Series champion Brandon Crawford's bobblehead. First 2,000 fans get the Brandon Crawford bobblehead. Gates at 5:30. First pitch 6:35 p.m. Night at the ballpark presented by Dominion Energy. So it's Diamond Through the Decades Night. 40 years of the Diamond. We'll be celebrating that all through the season with our friends at the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Looking forward to that one. Looking forward to a little on the ice action tonight as well. Washington Capitals back in action, taking on Montreal. I love the Junkies Roundup. Like, they, when he talked about the amount of merchandise in the team store, because I was up there Monday night, an absurd amount of OV merchandise happening in that place. He had the season. He became the greatest goal scorer in NHL history. That's a thing we mention occasionally around here. But then has a great first game of the playoffs as well. Gets things rolling and puts them in an enviable position, up 1-0. We'll go around the league. Some other playoff series going on as well. But certainly to go up 2-0, that'd be a nice lead to take back to Montreal. Just need to split to be in a great spot there. One other college sports story. So Nico Iamaliava, you know I'm obsessed with the Nico Iamaliava situation. Tennessee slides his way out, goes to UCLA. His brother is also in a situation now, which is insane. This is the NIL family, apparently. His brother Madam Iamaliava, hopefully named after John. I don't know that, but obviously we're all hoping. Originally committed to UCLA, but changed his mind at the last minute and flipped to Arkansas when they offered him more money. Which lends I didn't realize this when Nico went to UCLA, that his brother had flipped on them. He was committed to UCLA, and then at the last minute, Arkansas offered him more money. And so he said, actually, I'm going to go to Arkansas. This is before any of this other stuff.
Wow.
So he's enrolled for the spring at Arkansas. He's decided, actually, he wants to go join his brother at UCLA. So when the spring semester's over, he's going to unenroll and go to UCLA. But he already got that sweet, sweet Arkansas NIL money. So this is the statement. Hunter Yurachek is the director of athletics at the University of Arkansas. Arkansas Edge is their NIL collective. Because remember, we had the hearing with the judge, mm-hmm. who still hasn't approved direct payments to athletes. So we still don't have direct payments to athletes. It's still through the third parties, the collective. That's Arkansas Edge. I've spoken with the leadership team at Arkansas Edge and expressed my support in their pursuit to enforce their rights under agreements violated by our student athletes moving forward. We appreciate Edge's investment in our student athletes and acknowledge the enforcement of these agreements is vital in our new world of college athletics. We look forward to continued dialogue with all parties in resolving these matters. Nico, future number one NFL pick, bounces on Tennessee, a preseason top 10 team, to go to UCLA at the last minute. His brother commits to UCLA, flips to Arkansas, takes Arkansas's money, and now wants to go back to UCLA. Arkansas wants their money back. There's no money back guarantee here on NIL. I can't get enough of this story. That's the Iamaliava brothers saga. I'm curious what this will look like. Now, to an extent, this will be the only time we deal with this, because you have, once they have direct payments from schools, the schools will have a little more control over the situation, right? Because you've got a contract with a third party. The third party pays you. The third party can't really make that contingent on what you're doing at the school. The school can, because they're the school. We'll see how this gets resolved. I think it will disappear once the schools are involved directly. We've got Play Chesterfield coming up. Always love that. We will visit our friends down at Matoaka today. So we will check in with them. Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. Reminder, Flying Squirrels Baseball tonight. Thank you to everybody who called in. We have a winner, our Flying Squirrels 4-pack of tickets to Diamond Through the Decade night, celebrating the 2010s next Thursday night at the Diamond. So if you didn't win, head on out. Should be a fun night at the ballpark. Hopefully beautiful weather next week like we're having this week. We'll step aside. We'll be back with Play Chesterfield on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Empty on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Danica Patrick on the TV, former Aaron Rodgers girlfriend. One of many bit players in the Aaron Rodgers ongoing saga. The new speculation is it's like all buttoned up. He's going to be the Steelers quarterback. He just doesn't want to do the offseason practices. So he's going to sign once the OTAs are over.
Well, of course, he's got to do the ayahuasca.
You got to go to the dark rooms.
Yeah.
Got to go to the dark rooms. If that's not like the warning sign of all warning signs, like the red flag, like, look, I will play quarterback for your team. There's just one thing I don't do. Practice. Oh. And the other side are like, yeah, you got us. We are out of options, so I guess that's fine.
Who needs practice?
That's fine. Wait, is it the Rooney clip? Is it, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, he could be our quarterback. It's everybody crying themselves to sleep at night like, there's one chair left? And there's one guy left. That's it. It's pretty obvious at this point what's going to happen. Kirk Cousins ain't walking through that door. Ben DiNucci ain't walking through that door. There's nobody coming. There's one chair and there's one guy. And you own the chair. You don't want that guy sitting at it, but here we are. Looks pretty inevitable at this point. I think that in a way, the Steelers need this. And look, I said this last year. I ate my words last year. I'll say it again this year, much more tepidly. He could absolutely lead them to the playoffs. I said that with the Jets last year. I came to regret that. That turned out to be not even a little bit true. The Jets had a great defense. They were holding it together. Without him in the injury year, I thought with just baseline level play, he could lead them to the playoffs. That wasn't close. I think the Steelers have a great defense. I think he could lead them to the playoffs. I also think this thing could blow up spectacularly. It could be Mike Tomlin's first losing season ever. And I think that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for that organization, for the fans who have been a little bit spoiled by not having losing seasons, to experience what it's like, to realize that what they've done these years is pretty impressive. Of course, maybe he comes in, maybe he doesn't, maybe he's the guy. It's definitely one of my favorite mid-draft storylines, especially if Shadur's still on the board when they pick. Are you going to do an Aaron Rodgers, Shadur Sanders daily double? We're giving the Giants a run for their money now. Obviously, if the Giants take him, it's the best quarterback room in NFL history. Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Tommy DeVito, Shadur Sanders. Are you kidding me? I would watch that Hard Knocks every single day. But Aaron Rodgers plus Shadur Sanders? That's a quarterback room, too. That'd be a little bit of fun. Throwing a little, you know, whoever your guy is on the side, throwing a little Kenny Pickett or whatever on the side. A little Mitchell Trubisky, somebody like that. Joe Flacco ain't walking through that door. It's you gotta have somebody. These are the rules. Somebody's gotta line up under center, and sure feels like he's gonna be the guy. Or at least it's getting inevitable there. Caps Canadians tonight. This story is insane. Alex Alexiev. He was at the middle of that play at the end of the third. So there's 3 minutes left in the game. It's tied 2-2. And the Canadiens player hits Alexiev in the mouth with his stick. You can't do that. So they call a 4-minute penalty, which is perfect. Like, Caps are going to win this hockey game. They're going on power play for the rest of the game and into overtime if they need to. They go to the replay booth, and the replay booth rules, Jake Evans was the Canadiens player, that he did not hit Alexiev in the mouth, that he was following through on a shot, which is allowed. So you can't just use your stick to, like, hit a guy in the mouth. That's against the rules. It's not a lawless sport. There are rules. But if you're taking a shot, and at the end of the shot, your stick happens to hit somebody in the mouth, that's actually okay. That's just hockey. That was what happened here. So they go to the replay booth, pull him out of the penalty box. Got the fans good and worked up into a lather, obviously, on that one. But Alexiev, he left, because it doesn't matter if it was intentional or not, he got hit in the mouth with a stick. He leaves. He's missing some teeth, which is not a great situation. After the game, the Capitals ice crew went out to clean the ice and found his teeth laying on the ice.
What?
Found two teeth, picked them up, put them on a towel. There they are.
No.
You can't just put them back in. It's not...
You just got to keep them, I guess.
Well, they're a souvenir now.
Right.
They're not going back in.
They played the whole game with the teeth, or the last few minutes.
With the teeth on the ice.
With the teeth on the ice.
They played the game with teeth on the ice.
Wow.
Yes.
It's not a lawless sport, but it's close.
It's very close. Alexiev now looks like a hockey player.
Perfect.
He's got the look now. Right of passage. Yeah, because they don't do fake teeth in hockey. That's not really.
Well, they'll just get knocked out again.
What other things?
Fake teeth on the ice.
Fake teeth on the ice. A little bit like back, the you know, second boxing mention of the day, proving this is an unhinged show, Tyson Holyfield, when he bit the ear off, bit a piece of Holyfield's ear off, spit it out. So one of the trainers grabbed it and put it on ice for them to reattach to on Evander's ear later at the hospital.
And did they?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Quick thinking.
Can't do that with the teeth, though.
No.
Doesn't work like that.
It also seems like they didn't get it quick enough. If it's after the game, they're cleaning the ice, then they find the teeth?
I don't know. I mean, like, nobody's going to step on it because they're on skates. You're just hanging out there. They're just sitting there. They're not interfering with the game. The puck's not going to hit the tooth and go bouncing.
That's true.
I don't think. But I agree that in that moment, perhaps we should have done a little more cleanup than happened.
Well, it seems like we're aware that the teeth are missing because there should be in his mouth.
We had the break where they were watching the replay.
Uh-huh.
There was time to look for the teeth.
Definitely time.
I agree. I understand where you're coming from.
All right.
It's just a little crazy to me that they're just teeth hanging out on the ice.
I think he should make jewelry out of it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Is there, in a non-morbid way, like, do they have value? Like, would a fan buy a playoff lost tooth? Fans are crazy. They'll buy anything.
Probably yes, right?
Like, if you put it in a nice case with, like, an autograph, would somebody buy it? I don't know.
Yes. $2 million. That's my guess here. Two teeth, $4 million.
That's modern art. yes, he should keep the teeth as a souvenir of a playoff win that he wasn't on the ice for at the end, but still a playoff win. We got to step aside. We got a half hour to go. You're listening to the Wednesday edition. Counting you down to AWOD Radio. Takes over at noon. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. AWOD Radio takes over at noon. Flying Squirrels Baseball tonight on The Fan. Tonight's the night. They're going to get a dub in Akron. I feel good. Akron, cradle of basketball superstars. Everybody knows LeBron. He's Akron. Steph Curry, born at the same hospital as LeBron.
What?
In Akron, Ohio. Cradle of basketball superstars. Trey had that great story yesterday that the Akron Rubber Ducks retired LeBron James's number. But LeBron didn't come or anything. It was like they just did it.
There was another thing, like he had had a bad experience.
Apparently he was at a Rubber Ducks game once and had a bad experience. So they're like, we want to retire your number with the minor league baseball team in your hometown. He's like, nah. But the second part of that story was the wildest. There was a dude on the team who wore that number. And they were like, hey, you don't wear that number anymore. What do you mean? Well, it's LeBron's number. We're retiring it. The basketball guy? Yeah. Oh.
Isn't this baseball?
Is he coming? No.
No.
Minor league baseball. Because there are very few retired minor league baseball jersey numbers. Because nobody hangs out that long with a minor league baseball team. You're there. You're gone. You move on.
Well, then they should just start stealing people from other sports more often.
It seems like the reasonable thing to do.
Clearly, there's no rules.
The best celebrity story at the Diamond is the Deion Sanders story. Deion came here on a rehab stint one year, got in a fight with somebody in the stands, and as restitution, had to pay for the construction of handicapped seating at the Diamond. So that the little ledge where the wheelchair seating is, Deion Sanders paid for that.
Wow.
As the settlement for going into the stands and fighting somebody. Apparently.
Did he fight someone in a wheelchair?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't know. I don't know.
Just how, like, this is the need.
I don't know.
How convenient that you fought someone.
Apparently the guy was sitting near Deion's girlfriend.
Oh.
And I don't know if he heckled the girlfriend, just Deion, what. But it escalated. Deion went in the stands to take care of business. And they're all lawless sports, really.
And now we have handicapped seating. So,
and now there's
really
handicapped seating at the Diamond. It's been long enough. They're all lawless.
This is America.
I guess is the point. All right. I don't do Richmonder stories all the time. Keep those separate. Richmonder.org. That's my other website. But we have a story today that I think is very important. And we don't do politics on this show, but big story on the Richmonder this morning. Look at this, Adam. Look at this dog. This is the fire dog for the Richmond Fire Department. This is Ernie is an arson dog, can sniff out flame accelerants, like go rescue people from burning buildings. Ernie's 7, which is the age you get to retire as the fire dog. But because of federal budget cuts, they don't get to have a new fire dog. So Ernie has to put off his retirement for a year and keep working. It's close.
It looks sad.
It's hitting close to home now.
Oh,
yeah.
Ernie, no.
Yeah. Not the fire dog.
You can see it in his eyes. He's ready to go.
Is that not the best dog? I mean, look at that.
It is the best dog.
I think my dream dog scenario would be to adopt the former fire dog, right? Like, because I wanted old dogs are the best.
Yes.
Old big dogs are the best.
Yes.
I'm a big dog guy. Like, old chill one. And you know Ernie's pretty chill because he'd probably go into...
He's seen some things.
Well, he's seen some things, but also, like, you know, fire department, like, kids are coming and touring. Like, you know, like, some six-year-old's poking at Ernie at least twice a day. Like,
for sure.
And Ernie's just sitting there taking it. Like, Ernie's a good dude. I could tell. That's our guy.
That's clear in this photo.
But he's got to work another year because of budget cuts. Can't believe we did that to Ernie.
Ernie.
That's
He's earned his retirement.
He has. Let the dog retire in peace to whatever dogs do in their retirement.
Run along green pastures.
Yeah. The farm upstate, all those things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's later. That's later in life. Ernie's got a few years before the farm upstate. NFL draft tomorrow night. We've been talking a ton about the Commanders, of course, all the things they might do at 29. I have turned my card in. I think it's Donovan Ezeraku. He's the edge rusher from Boston College. I think that you need immediate production, and that rules out a couple of the guys. I've seen Shamar Stewart, the Texas A&M pass rusher, mock drafted to them. I get that. He's a beast. And that's kind of the thing about Ezeraku, is he's not a beast. He's not physically imposing. He's not overpowering guys. He's got the speed. And there's always the question, like, is that going to work in the NFL, where everybody's a freak athlete? I just remember what, like, watching the offensive linemen run one year, which they hate doing, but in offseason practices, they make them do it. Like, Trent Williams ran the 40. And it was like, oh, like, you're that fast, and you're 300 pounds, and you can, like, lift up another 300-pound dude and move. Like, it's not fair. Will the speed translate to the NFL? I don't know. But he's got moves. He's ready to go. I think he's the most ready. Shamar Stewart, you see a lot of that. He's a bit of a project. The measurables are there. You're gonna need to work with them. And for Adam Peters, that's maybe gonna be the decision: is do we get a guy who might not hit his stride for another year or two, or do we get the guy who's ready to rock, but maybe a little bit lower ceiling, which I think is probably true of Ezeraku. I think they need the production now. I really do. I also think if this goes the way we think it's gonna go with Jaden Daniels, I think guys are going to be lining up to play here. We talked about that last year as the season went on, as things got exciting. And then you see Malik Nabers and, you know, all these guys. We were at Radio Row for Bud Light Big Game Week. Like, I'm going to go play in Washington. That's a cool place to be. I think that in time, if you're as good as we think they can be, a lot of these problems solve themselves. A lot of other guys getting mocked to the Commanders, too. Defensive backs have been very popular as well. John Keim went with the corner. Yahoo going with Malachi Starks, Georgia safety. Safety in the first round, always an interesting call. Now, part of that is we're not used to pick number 29. That's new. That's not going to be an immediate impact guy in a lot of situations. If you're picking at 29, you may have to get a guy who you work with for a year, a guy who develops into it. And at safety, you know, that's not a value position. There's a reason not a lot of safeties go between 1 and 15. So you got to readjust your expectations for the pick. Now, Malachi Starks, the guy who Yahoo picked, he can play slot corner too. That would be really interesting, because you've certainly got a lot of pieces that you need to move around. I think Noah Igbinoghene played well enough last year. He's earned some snaps this year. Sandra still's going to do whatever you have him do. Everybody keeps clamoring for him to move back. I don't know if that's the best spot for him or not. I think he can play outside, and I think he can play outside well. I also was beating the drum for Benjamin St. Juice last year. I've been wrong before. Sometimes you miss in the prediction game. John Keim with Maxwell Hairston from Kentucky. Here's his comment on that. With Hairston, the Commanders get a young corner who can play outside with ball skills. He provides them with a player who can help in sub packages and become a starter at some point. That's pick 29. It's not a given you're going to get an impact guy. And I think that's the expectation adjustment everybody's working through on the eve of the draft here. You'll hear the Commanders pick tomorrow night right here on The Fan once we wind down Flying Squirrels programming from Akron. We'll wrap this thing up. We'll crosstalk with AWOD. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105. That's a high-quality radio program. Wrapping up MP on the Mic, the Wednesday edition. Gave out tickets to the Diamond. Bryce Eldridge, Flying Squirrels top prospect, went yard in his first at-bat yesterday. Getting you ready, Capitals Canadians. Tonight, game 2 in D.C., but right now, it is time for a little crosstalk.
Two hosts enter.
Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okay, okay, let's get this show on the road!
AWOD here with Michael Phillips, MP on the Mic. Can be heard Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. I'm 12 to 3 p.m. right here on 910 The Fan. And tomorrow night is the NFL Draft. And round one, pick number 29 overall, the Washington Commanders will be on the clock. And let's start with the easy question here. What is the biggest need for the Commanders?
Biggest need is defense, period, right? The defense wasn't good enough last year, the 30th overall in the league in scoring a lot. Break it down further. I think edge rusher is probably floating to the top of the need list, but they have needs in the secondary, too. They're not deep enough in the secondary. And ignoring that you have Bobby Wagner, I think you need a linebacker because you won't have Bobby Wagner forever. And that's minus defensive tackle. That's all the positions, Adam. What do you think the biggest need is?
I think you're right about edge rusher. And I think you could argue that this team needs
two edge rushers.
Yeah.
So they will most likely select one in the first round or in the second round, and they might look for a project in the fourth round or the sixth round as well, because they just need multiple guys that can not just help stop the run, but give them 10-plus sacks, because they're losing 10.5 sacks from Dante Fowler Jr.
I could see them being really active post-draft, too, grabbing the undrafted free agents, given those, you know, kind of 10 grand, 20 grand signing bonuses that you see to get guys to rookie minicamp, the top undrafted guys on the board. We both went defense right away. Is there a school of thought that says you have one of the best quarterbacks in football, full stop, not even one of the best young quarterbacks in football, one of the best quarterbacks in football? Do you load him up with talent to maximize Jaden Daniels' abilities?
I would be okay with that. I keep saying, as long as edge rusher is pick 29 or 61, I want Adam Peters to have options with the way he can play this out here. And you're right. Building around Jaden feels like the right way to handle this thing. I've been saying this week recently, give him a wide receiver that he can grow with, kind of like Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams. To me, it feels like it would be a reach to get a running back at 29. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, right, Travion Henderson's the name you hear most, where he's a guy who isn't in that first group, right, the Ashton Gentry group of, like, can't-miss guys, but has a lot of potential. I think he's a three-down back. Certainly what he did in the national semifinal, that run right before halftime for Ohio State, speaks for itself. Got a little local connection with Hopewell. We love that, obviously. But to me, I just think you have so many immediate needs that to go running back at that spot, you got to really love the guy, and you got to think he's going to be, you know, a Saquon, Derrick Henry level impact guy to use that spot on a running back.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there. That's why I would probably be against that at 29 overall. Now, there has been some late talk this week about Cleveland and New York not really trading out of 2 and 3. I don't believe that happens, but trading back into the first round.
Yep.
And I think Washington's that perfect position. They're at 29. If either of those teams feel like our guy's available, it's Jackson Dark, right, or it's Shedeur Sanders, they might have to get back into the first round, and our pick would be that spot.
Jalen Milroe, another guy who could be around then, right? In a three quarterback first round, there's always going to be those fringe guys. BTA, Adam, best trade available, right? If there are trades on the board, give me the best trade available. I want to load up on picks, because we're talking about a draft here where there aren't obvious impact guys, right? We're talking about some of these mock drafts being like, this guy could develop into a starter. You take a guy at 29 who could develop into a start, they don't have that kind of time. They need guys now. I love the idea of trading back, getting more picks, loading up on guys later in this draft. I love the idea of trading out at 29 and getting picks next year, when hopefully it's a better class, because everybody's underwhelmed by this one. I love that flexibility. I am all about a trade. I just don't think the partner's going to materialize. But to me, if there's a reasonable trade, I'm taking it. Are you?
I absolutely am. No question about that. Michael Phillips here with us. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to Crosstalk on the Fan. Rapid fire here. Positions Washington does not need. For me, it's quarterback, obviously. Tight end, too. I know you disagree with me.
I disagree with you on that one.
And then I go defensive tackle.
Sure, yes. Quarterback, defensive tackle, those are the two. Those are completely off the board. Probably don't want to take a punter in the first round. Tress Way's doing pretty well. If they want to draft a kicker late, it wouldn't bother me. I'd love to have a good kicker, like a dependable kicker. I think that could be a nice thing. No trading for long snappers. We've done that before. We're doing that. Quarterback, defensive tackle. I think those are the only two I'm going to take off the board, period. Because while you have a starting five on the offensive line, I'm a huge believer you can never go too deep on the offensive line. Laramie Tunsil's going to be great. But if you get another tackle, maybe Brandon Coleman can slide into guard. Now you got depth pieces with Wiley and Allegretti. Great. Those would be great depth pieces. I think, you know, Josh Simmons, right? Ohio State kid. I think he could be a great pick if he slides to you in the first round. Get your left tackle the future. He can play right tackle today. I like that both ways. I disagree with you on tight end. I would love for Ben Sinnott to take a year two step forward. That would be great. That would solve a lot of problems. Zach Ertz, you're going to get what you get out of him. Is he going to be around next year? I think you'd say probably not. This is probably his last year with the team. You have to assume that. You have to have a marquee guy at that tight end position. It's become so important in the NFL. The paydays are about to go flying high on tight ends. I would love to take an impact tight end if there's a guy you really love who slides to you.
What does that say to Ben Sinnott? I mean, is that a slap in his face or what?
He's not good enough to not be slapped in the face, right? Like, there are guys who have earned the right to not be slapped in the face by NFL personnel people as a small list. Jaden Daniels, you want to consult him on everything you do, right? Bobby Wagner, if you're going to draft a linebacker, I think Dan Quinn will be on the phone with him right before the pick. Hey, Bobby, we're taking a linebacker. You know, we love you. We want you to mentor this kid. You're still the starter this year. Ben Sinnott did not do enough last year that you need to worry about Ben Sinnott's feelings on draft night.
I understand what you're saying there, but you kind of just said it. For me, I would rather go linebacker as the pick of the future than tight end as the pick of the future. I mean, Colson Loveland, you know, Tyler Warren, yeah, they're going to be better than Ben Sinnott. How many other tight ends are going to be better than Ben Sinnott?
Yeah, there's a drop-off there for sure. That's this draft. There's such a drop-off across the board. This is not a primo draft class, and I think that's the reality we're all working through here. All right, turning in the card, number 29. Do you have a guy? You know, it's hard to project this because there's 28 picks ahead of it. Who do you want? Who would you do a cartwheel for?
It's B-E-A, best edge available.
Okay.
All right. I like the guy you've said out of Boston College. I like Shamar Stewart as well. But that's for Adam Peters to decide. I'm going best edge available, 29 overall, if the BTA isn't available, and that is the best trade.
Yeah, Donovan Ezeraku, Boston College. He's fast. He's shifty. He's flexible. He's like Gumby. He's a little bendable. does it translate to the NFL? Who knows? We'll find out. It's going to be fun. We'll see you Monday at Capitol Ale House for the draft recap show. If you're in Richmond, come on out to Capitol Ale House in Innsbruck Monday. What are people going to get?
Absolutely. You're going to get a free Commanders rally towel to fire you up for OTAs, training camp, and the start of the 2025 regular season. Richmond's home for the Commanders. 910 The Fan. We want to thank you for your support. Come on down to Capitol Ale House. Get you a free rally towel.
Good crosstalk. Talk to you tomorrow as we get ready. Final countdown to the draft. You'll hear it right here on Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.